Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
It's otherwise I have to walk, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. I don't know what it is about this audience or what it is about me, but look at these guys. Grant, Madison, what do you do the rest of the week? Even a dentist works 3.5 days a week. How does a guy who only works 2 hours a week make a living? John. Well, what other type of work have you done? Do you actually get paid for doing this? If you believe in multiple universes, how would the other Michael Feldman be different? Are you as retro as your in your thoughts as your set is?
Jeez. That's like a whole year's of a year of.
Is your personality reflected in the way you eat a meal? I don't know if that means in general. I mean, but what is it with you people? Let's start with Grant here. What do you do the rest of the week? Where is Grant? From Madison. Huh? Grant? Okay. Are you a dentist? Okay. Minister? Minister works 1 day a week. So you can say I have a spiritual calling. If you're going to lie about it, well, there's a lie big. Important thing. Grant, stand up here, Grant. First of all, what is your interest in this subject?
Well, I could use a new job, so I'm kind of exploring yours.
Oh, I see. You want this job?
Or something like it.
Nothing like it. You know, it's either this or nothing at all.
I'd like to make one up like that, though.
Yeah. What field are you in?
Oh, gee, I don't know. Computers.
You gotta have a field. Everyone has a field.
I'm a Linux, Unix, and system administrator.
Unix and Linux?
Close enough.
Lunatics? There's lunatics and Unix?
Correct.
And there's Unix? Is Unix... Unix is a programming system?
Something like that. It's an OS.
That's a big price to pay for a job, I'll tell you. I'm working for Unix, so I could tell. What?
It goes with the neutering.
Are they still using Unix?
For Unix? I don't think so. I hope not.
Well, what do you program in then?
I don't actually program, usually.
You don't?
Not too much.
Well, what are you supposed to be doing? Let me put it that way.
I mainly just kind of stare at a screen and manage email and ignore it.
So you're not really working, you're just going through your email.
Well, that's mainly what you have to do, yeah.
And you're looking for a field of what?
I don't really care, just a paycheck.
Well, yeah, you qualify for this job, then. Oh,
it'd be good.
I'll keep you in mind if I ever want to, you know. What? We just got the grant. There's John from Marengo, Illinois. There's Jan from Birchwood, Wisconsin. Hi. Hi, John. All right. There's Steve from Greenville, Wisconsin. There's Terry, also from Greenville, Wisconsin, who also are worried about what I do the rest of the week. There's Dick Huebner is here from Greenville, Wisconsin. A lot of Greenville, Wisconsin cards, and they all wonder what I do for a living. However, we can answer that as the show goes on. You'll see that there's no answer to it. We'll just continue along these lines. But first, before we can play the What Do You Know quiz, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. That's the four disclaimers. Come on, dear. This is your big moment here. You want to read it out loud, or you want to just read it to yourself in front of people? Hi, you are?
My name is Joe Seaman.
Hey, Joe, you from around here?
Michigan.
From Michigan. That's okay. Here,
it's okay. It has to work.
It'll work.
Okay, there are four disclaimers. Number one, all questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own show. Do I have to read number two?
You gotta read.
Okay. Here you go. I know you're all there. Always end up wearing the same thing on Ash Wednesday that you wore on Fat Tuesday.
The mic was over here.
Oh, that you wore on Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that would be like the punchkeys? You wore them on your face or something? Or?
Oh.
No.
No. I don't.
That's a Michigan thing, I guess. Number three. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Okay. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
I was just agreeing with you. Thank you. Nice job. Well done. You have a future. And disclaimer reading. You can read disclaimers for all those drugs that are worse than what they're trying to cure. You know, a list of 400 possible fatal consequences for taking that drug. That could be you doing that. You're that good. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. A fabulous chance to win just for being who you... What? It's important to you? Is it too important to you? Can you walk that line? Or is it not too important to you? Okay, come on, let's see how important it is to her. Yeah, is that all right with you? You have to pass it in front of him?
He can only get easily embarrassed.
Well, come on over here just a second. He should get easily embarrassed. Come on. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yeah. How are you?
Good. Now, it's your mixed emotions about doing the quiz?
He does, probably. I don't.
Why would he?
He's easily embarrassed. I am not. He keeps everything inside. I have no filter.
Okay. Must make for an interesting time together.
It really is. It is. For me, anyways. Not for so much for him.
So, is it all right, then?
Sure.
Okay. All right. And your name is?
Amy.
Amy, give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Amy.
I'm a teacher in Wisconsin. Yeah. So I think I should deserve a little bit of a break once in a while.
A little bit back. Get a little back. Amy, right up these steps, at the top of which you'll find the What Do You Know stage and a Naugahyde booth with an emu. You sit there.
Okay.
And you just think about this whole filter problem. You have no filter.
None whatsoever.
Yeah. How did you guys meet then? Were you unfiltered one night and... Amy, did you say?
Amy.
Yes,
yeah, okay. It was about 30 years ago at a party in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Well, that'll do it. Say no more.
I can't really say much more.
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember much, and what I do remember,
he doesn't want to hear, yes, he really whatever. Doesn't. But we're in school, I presume.
Yeah, we were in school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In the same sort of, what were you taking?
We were in the same dorm, even.
Oh.
And that was really progressive back then. You
it
know,
was.
The boys were still on one floor and the girls were on another.
Yeah, yeah. But there was an elevator.
Yeah, there was probably not back then.
Yeah, could you open on the odd or even floors if you had to? Or
yeah, we could go back and forth, but you know, if you got, at midnight, the boys had to go back to their own room.
Sure.
And, there was always like this thing where if the boys were in your room, somebody would eventually pull the fire alarm.
Oh, cool.
And then the boys had to even make a choice to, you know, leave and get caught or else burn up in the potential.
And that's
fire.
Where you, this, did this happen when you met?
Never happened.
I'm sorry, we can't keep calling him.
Bruce.
Bruce, yeah.
Yeah, never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What never? Which part of that never
he
happened?
He never got caught in my dorm room.
Okay. But he was there.
Never. Never.
Okay. And Amy, what do you do these days?
I don't even want to say now.
Okay.
I'm a teacher.
Oh, yes, that's right. And where are you teaching?
That part I'm not going to say.
You're not going to say. Is it here in Wisconsin?
Here in Wisconsin.
That, you said that, okay.
Yeah.
Northern?
Central Wisconsin.
Central Wisconsin.
Fourth grade teacher.
Wisconsin Rapids, around there?
Yeah, probably around that area.
Okay. And what do you teach?
Fourth grade.
Fourth
so
grade.
I teach all the subjects.
That's a great grade, isn't
including
it?
Fourth grade history, which I really love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a history of people in the fourth grade. That's why. It's always nice. They're nice kids and they have a lot of interest.
Do you know when Wisconsin became a state?
1853 or something like that.
1848.
48, yeah. I was going to say that next. God. That's 5 points right there. I lost.
Yeah, you're not getting any extra credit points today.
So fourth grade, is it mostly history that you teach then?
No, I teach all subjects.
All subjects.
Reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that's about all we teach nowadays is just reading and
crowdfunding? New crowdfunding?
Yeah, apparently I am crowdfunded by the citizens of Wisconsin. So, you know.
And thank you for that.
I wish I was funded a little more.
Yeah. And do you have a club or a group that you run there at the school,
you
or
know,
a sport or something?
I don't, no, because it's a
don't
little
you need
elementary
one, really?
School. Yeah, we really do need one.
Yeah.
I would like to see one, you know, like a reading club or something, you know.
Okay.
Sports or something.
Sports while you're reading or something like that.
Shooting baskets, doing math at the same time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that'd be good.
All right, Amy, someone out there plays along with you. That's how this works. Are you familiar with the quiz?
I am really familiar.
Okay. Okay, then, let's do it. I'm so excited now. And how does that work then, Sarah?
Somebody at home who wants to play along dials 1-800-942-5669,
yeah.
And you ask them a qualifying question.
Somebody's fourth grade teacher I got here.
Oh, we need to do what you should have learned in school.
We got to get someone there first.
Yeah.
At the,
get that.
Playing the other end.
Yeah,
that's how this works.
Yeah.
Don't tell me my job. It's only 2 hours a week, but I do it. I take it very seriously. And then when I'm done with it, I'm done with it. I don't think about it again until the next time. I got another 2 hours and I got to do this. And let's see. Vinny's out there. Hi, Vinny. I didn't ask the question yet. Why'd you call?
Well, I called to get on the quiz.
If you can tell me what the question is, I'll let you do it, Vinny.
The question is, Vinny, where are you standing right now? Is that a good question?
Well, you're clever, Vinny. You almost got me on that one.
I'm standing in front of the O'Reilly's Auto Parts here in Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Oh, that's right. Darn it. Oh, yeah. Holy cow, Vinny. That's almost unfair.
What do you mean?
Okay.
You're an intellectual giant, Michael.
Oh, come on. Not that tall. I'm not that tall, Vinny. How are you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing great.
Are you waiting?
I'm going to turn on the radio.
No, don't turn on the radio.
My little boy I'm going to step out of the car. My little boy is in the car.
Okay, don't leave him alone in the car.
My little boy, Eli.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Eli. How you doing?
Eli.
You're not going to leave him in the car, are you? Stay in the car with him. Turn off the radio.
I told you I'm standing in front of O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Now I'm standing in front of my car at O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
I know, but your son is in the car and you're outside the car, and I'm not comfortable with this, Vinny.
Yes.
How old is Eli? How old is Eli?
Eli, how old are you? How old are you?
11.
11.
Oh, okay. Leave him in the car, then.
Yeah, he's in the car.
Leave it running, as a matter of fact, and see how far he gets.
I could.
Why are you in front of the auto parts, Vinny, is the real question here.
Well, all right. My Expedition just broke down in the driveway.
Oh, your Expedition, then? Yeah.
The rear drive shaft.
Yeah.
Broke off the coupling. That
okay, never mind.
The
okay, all right. Vinny, this is Amy here. She's your partner. Amy. This is Amy, Vinny.
How are you, Vinny?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
She didn't ask how you were. She just said hi. Okay, but that's a small point. Two of you work as a team, okay, Vinny?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, you want to pick the first category? Here they are.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
What would you like, Vin?
Well, Amy is totally a teacher, so let's go with things you learned in school
first.
Yeah, that
would be good.
But at least we'll get on the board.
Yeah, we're going to rock this, Vinny.
Which pole is losing ice and which pole is gaining? They are polar opposites, our poles. Did you know that? As far as
do
ice.
What now?
Yeah. Being so clever and he's not even hearing me.
I got a crappy phone, Michael. Come on.
Please. I got one of those, too. Which pole is losing ice and which pole is gaining?
What do you think, Vinny? I kind
which
of have
pole?
An idea. I have an idea.
Okay, talk to me.
Well, I'm thinking the North Pole is probably losing ice and the South Pole is gaining ice just because, you know.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Yay, Vinny.
No.
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Amy?
Yeah, science.
Science it is.
Love science.
Which of the following have the same sex chromosomes they had 140 million years ago?
All right.
Is it the garden variety snail, slime mold, or the iguana? Same chromosomes.
Okay, I got the slime mold.
I'll go with you. Slime. Oh, maybe not.
Sorry. It's the iguana.
Oh, crud.
The iguana.
Well, how could it be the iguana?
How couldn't it be the iguana? Have you looked at an iguana lately? That guy hasn't moved in 140 million years.
That's one right and one wrong.
Don't worry about it. You'll get this.
Well, I want to say only because the ice thing.
Yeah, please.
Ice,
what's left?
Water goes down. Water yeah. flows downhill. That's why it's okay. a stop call. But anyway, go ahead.
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, or odds and ends.
Okay, Vinny, which one of those do you want?
Current events.
Current events. This is right out of the news. Maybe not. Wait. Who gave the opening prayer in the U.S. Senate?
When?
Just recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Momentous. First time ever this gentleman gave the opening prayer in the U.S. Senate.
Oh, was it that one guy.
That one guy
keep going,
won't
keep going.
Do.
Amy.
Narrow
Amy.
It down.
Amy. Because I got nothing.
From,
I got nothing.
From Nepal. New Delhi. Nepal. The one guy.
Paul. No, his name was not
no,
Paul.
Nepal.
No, it wasn't Nepal.
Obama? Please. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry. That's
what? Oh, the Dalai Lama.
No, I'm sorry. You didn't get that.
No,
that,
no.
Yeah.
It's too wrong.
Yeah.
No, I said the Dalai Lama.
I know you did, but a little bit late.
I'm never going to win.
Let's see.
Okay. So,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You get this one right, we'll give you the quiz, all right? Because you're 1 and 2 right now.
I'm not going to talk, okay, Vinny? I'll let you
do it. You guys even it up, and I'll give it to you.
We're running out of time, y'all. It's people, places, or odds and ends.
All right.
Amy, you want to go?
Yeah.
Places. What do you think?
Okay, places. But I don't know what's in
who keeps the cleanest cars in the UK, in the United Kingdom? Who keeps the cleanest cars in the United Kingdom? Are the Scots, the Welsh, or the Southern English?
Oh, God.
Cleanest cars, wash the cars most often in the UK. The Scots, the Welsh, Southern English. Need an answer from you?
I'm too nervous to answer.
Quick.
We're going to lose.
Southern
Vinny.
English. Southern English.
Who? The Scots?
Yeah, maybe it was the
Scots. Yes, the Scots. Unbelievable. Cleanest cars in the UK.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Thank you
very much, Amy. Hang on there, Vinny. Make sure you get that. All kinds of prizes. Take that, too. Here. Boy, that worked out perfectly.